What's up, Hoop fans, DC fans, Wizards fans all over the world? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bullets Forever writer Ben Mahetch and myself, Anthony Citadino. We are your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards, where you get everything Wizards basketball. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever and wherever you may be making this show a part of your day. Make sure to go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you may listen to podcasts. Also, go throw us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. We have a great show out of us and a ton to get into. We will be going over the Washington Wizards' close loss to the Dallas Mavericks over the weekend, Russell Westbrook's impact on this team during the second half of the season, and predictions of tonight's game against the Indiana Pacers, who are currently a half a game ahead of the Wizards in the standings. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Make sure to go visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Ben, my brother, I hope all is well. I hope you had a great weekend. Let's get right into it. The Washington Wizards lost Saturday night to the Dallas Mavericks, 125 to 124. It was an absolute thriller. It was real close. Got, just a great game from Russ, Brad. Luka Doncic stunned us again, like he seems to do every single night. Ben, let's get your take on this. The Wizards are now 29-35 with the 10 spot locked up, Ben, even with this loss. So let's get your take.
I think the Wizards are showing us that not only can they beat the bad teams, but they're in a position where they can beat some really good teams too. And the Mavs are almost 10 games above 500. They're turning their season around after a shaky start. Luka showing that he's an MVP caliber player. Absolute insane game. Over 30 points, 20 assists, 12 rebounds. I mean, him and Russell Westbrook are at a level where they stuffed the stat sheet like no other player ever. And Luka's showing that the league is in good hands. He's one of those elite players. And in the not-too-distant future, in a year or two, I think he'll be an MVP and lead the Mavericks to contention. But, yeah, for the Wizards side, I thought they did a pretty good job defending at the end there. They got the ball out of Luka's hands. Dorian Finney-Smith hit the game-winning shot for them. And Brad had a wide-open look for three, and they missed it. And that's okay. They're going to have games where the bounces just don't go their way. Saturday's game was like that. Brad missed an open three from the top of the key, and they lost, and that's going to happen. But they put themselves in a position to win, and if you're a team like the Washington Wizards that struggled all year long, especially to close games, I think this is progress. A loss is a loss, obviously. It doesn't make a difference in the standings, but, I mean, they had a chance to win, and if you're the Wizards, that's all you're looking for.
Ben, I completely agree, and I think this was – I mean, there's not a lot of bad to take away from this loss. This was a hard fought game, and you're right, absolutely right. Brad got a great shot up, just didn't fall. Bounces like that'll happen. This is not, I mean, there's nothing really to dwell over. They played a great game, and we're moving on to Indiana. So yeah, Ben, Russ, 42, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Ben, he's been shooting extremely well. 17 for 30 from the floor, 3 for 6 from behind the arc, and Ben, it just seems like he's getting better and better down the stretch. Only 2 turnovers during this one, as his usage was used probably the most, besides I guess Luka on the floor. But Ben, I guess let's get your take on Russ and how he's been doing. Really, I mean, against a tough Mavs team like this, what do we think? I mean, I know not a triple double, but man, he fought real hard.
He's incredible. I mean, he's been the Washington Wizards' best player over the last month or so. And it's no slight at Bradley Beal, but Russell Westbrook has been playing at an MVP, all-NBA type level. And if he keeps playing this way, I think he's going to have a chance to sneak on one of those all-NBA teams. I think he continues to prove people wrong that he's not done. I mean, he only had 2 turnovers on 9 assists on Saturday. He's playing efficient basketball, starting to hit his free throws. He's getting a rhythm from three. And this is the type of Russell Westbrook that the Wizards hope to have all year long. And if they get to the play-in spot, as we'll talk about a little later, it looks like they're going to get into one of those spots with 2 of the best guards in the NBA. They're not a typical 9th or 10th seed. I think if Russell Westbrook was healthy all year long, they probably would have been in the playoffs by now. But it's better, I think, that Russell Westbrook has found a rhythm and has shown the Wizards that he can play at an all-star level than not to have shown that at all, because now the Wizards know what they have in Russ. And if nothing else, his trade value has increased. So all in all, I mean, it's obviously, I don't want to make this a segment where we digest or dissect the John Wall Russell Westbrook trade, but it looks like the Wizards have gotten the better end of that trade. And if Russell Westbrook keeps playing at this level, the Wizards got another all-star caliber player that plays next to Bradley Beal for the foreseeable future, pending Bradley Beal stays in Washington. So all good things here. Again, it's not a moral victory. The Saturday loss, the loss is a loss, but it looks like the Wizards have a good thing going. There's no shame in losing to the Dallas Mavericks. This team is playing some good basketball, and then look, they lost a tough game, and that is what it is.
Right. And Ben, you know, with the whole John Wall trade, I just feel like Houston's in such a situation right now. I mean, they were going to shut John down at any point, right, just to continue tanking this season. I know Kevin Porter Jr. over there is really making some noise, but again, they are in a tanking situation where they're going to need to probably turn everything over, and John will find a new home at some point, right? So yeah, I mean, the trade probably did not pan out the best for Houston, but again, their situation is not as, I guess, good as the Wizards, if the Wizards are in a good position. I mean, but they are in contention right now, Ben, and we have so much more to get into about really the playoff race and more about Russ. First, I want to tell you guys about Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3, post, screen, and interview, all on Indeed. Get your quality short list of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. Only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Ben, let's keep going about our guy, Russ. We got so much really to talk about him and the amazing season that he's having. So really the second half after the All-Star break, he has really been playing pretty stellar. And Ben, he is 4 triple-doubles away from tying Oscar Robertson. And Ben, he had some praise for Russ over the weekend, and he had some comments. And this is exactly what he said. Oscar Robertson said, "I think he will break the record. And I'll be glad when he does, because he's a tremendous basketball player and athlete. I think it's really something that sports writers started getting on him about. And that he didn't win a championship. And the kid, all he's doing is playing MVP basketball every night." Ben, Russ had had a response that we will get into in this segment. But what do we think about the Big O praising Russ? We know that when he did average the triple-double for his first season with OKC, Oscar Robertson did have, you know, he was there during MVP, during Russ's MVP ceremony, and he had his gracious words. Obviously, Russ did, you know, average a triple-double 2 more years after that, and it's now about to do it for the 4th time in the past 5 seasons. What do we think about the great Oscar Robertson talking about our guy like this?
And greatness sees greatness, right? I mean, Oscar is one of those guys who gets forgotten about because he's not Magic, he's not Jordan, he's not Dr. J, he's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But when you look at his numbers, they're just as historic. I mean, he's a historically great basketball player who gets lost in the shuffle, unfortunately. And it's good to see his name back in the headlines and people recognizing how amazing he was, you know, and Russell Westbrook giving him praise. You mentioned that he had a response, and Russ said, "It's really an honor, man. It's something that, honestly, I don't take for granted, because Oscar is someone who did more for the game, played in an era where it was tough being an African-American athlete in our game, and that he understood and sacrificed so many things to be able to play the game. I understand that. And to me, I'm just grateful to be able to be in that conversation with my name connected to this." So what Russell Westbrook does, and I think is super unique, is he's very present in the fact that he's making history, and he has perspective in the sense that he connects his history to others. And not a lot of players in today's game, through no fault of our own, have that sort of perspective. Russ is constantly talking about the history he's making and the fact that, you know, the change he wants to see within society, and the fact that he's using his name recognition and his incredible basketball talent to make that change. And the Washington Wizards are incredibly lucky to have a guy like that, because in the history of basketball, how many players are there like Russell Westbrook? At the end of his career, Russell Westbrook very well might finish his career being a top 50 player of all time. And the Wizards haven't, unfortunately, had very many of those guys on their roster. And not only is he a top 50 player of all time, he's one of these players who wants to make a change outside of the court. And he mentioned Oscar Robertson's difficulty playing in an era that he did, where Black athletes were struggled and the fact that they were marginalized. And now Russell Westbrook is using his voice to spur change. And that's an amazing thing that he's doing in DC. And I think that's why he primarily wanted to come to Washington, because his voice would have a platform. So nothing gets lost on Russell. And then he makes sure to note that, you know, history is being made, but also it's important to consider these other things while this history is being made. So kudos to Russell Westbrook. He's been a class act since he's been in Washington. And honestly, regardless of what the season happened, whether the Wizards make the playoffs or not, championship occurs or not, all the basketball accolades aside, I mean, Russell Westbrook has been a class act in DC, and the Wizards are very, very lucky to have a guy like that.
I totally agree with you, Ben. He's done absolutely amazing. He took so much heat, really, at the beginning of the season due to his quadricep injury. And no matter what, when Russ is not playing Russell Westbrook basketball, the entire world, and when I say that, I mean the Russ haters out there, will always be breathing down his neck, always be throwing shade his way. But Ben, he's been able to get healthy throughout this season, and he's been playing at an All-NBA level, an MVP level for that matter. And Ben, right now, I mean, he is one of the best point guards in the league. It's just a fact. It's just what he's been putting out. 22, 11, and 11 is absolutely amazing for to average this after how he started the season. It's been a pleasure to watch. It's been a pleasure to cover. And I'm you know, we're all rooting for Russ to break this record, right? And obviously for a playoff berth, which I'm obviously Russ. He wants more than this record, you know, because you know he's a winner. He's a winning guy. Ben, during this stretch, he's only a few left, only a few triple doubles away from passing the Big O. And right now his record stands at 154-33 when posting a triple double. That's just. My head spins when I read these numbers. It's, you know, everyone always talks about a guy being a stat padder. Everyone always talks about him being detrimental to his team just because he has these numbers. But Ben, I mean, the numbers just show, like, when he does post a triple double, it is ultimately better for the basketball team, you know, and whatever team he may be on. And the numbers aren't lying. Wins are wins, right? So it's been great.
Isn't it crazy to think that when a player puts up a triple double, there's a better chance that his team wins? Right. It's like, I don't want to go on a rant, but Russell Westbrook was unfortunately a sort of like victim of the internet, where these narratives get formed by people who love to criticize basketball players, and then this narrative unfortunately leaks out into the league itself and becomes a part of the player's story. But in reality, anybody who's ever watched Russell Westbrook play, he's not a perfect basketball player. No, there's no basketball player in the world that's perfect. But Russell Westbrook, he's an easy target because his flaws are apparent, and he's easy to take for granted because he does what he does on a nightly basis. Right. Where if he's averaging a triple double, you get used to it. You get used to Chris Paul playing at an elite level. You get used to LeBron James playing at an elite level. And then at the end of the day, it just becomes Russell Westbrook doing Russell Westbrook things. But if a random player came into the league and started averaging a triple double, it would make headlines. People would be freaking out. But Russell Westbrook just does that every night, so his flaws become more apparent, and it's a vicious cycle where people just love picking apart his game. And I was unfortunately one of those people. I think I've grown to appreciate his game a lot more, but that's just, again, what I love about Russ is he can recognize that those people exist. But when he's on your team and you're covering him night in and night out, the impact that he has on the team becomes apparent. I mean, just watch Russell Westbrook play and tell me he's stat padding. There's just no way he's not doing that. I mean, he's going out and he's contributing to his team at a high level, and he just so happens to get a triple-double. Oh, also, he's the greatest rebounding guard of all time. So, of course, he also has the ball a lot. Of course, he's going to get assists, and he's also just an incredible rebounder, and he scores the ball at will. So Russell Westbrook is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and that's just what he does. There's no stat padding involved. Like you said, look at the record. The record speaks for itself. When he drops a triple-double, Wizards and all the other teams he's played for have a better chance of winning. That's just what it is, period.
I completely agree. And Ben, you were spot on, because, right, he's an easy target. It's really easy for basketball fans, for journalists, for media members, whoever out there is, I mean, for the casual fan, whoever watches basketball, it's easy to pick on if you're not the best shooter. It's easy to pick on a guy if you're not in contention to win an NBA championship and that guy happens to be one of the best superstars in the league. So, yeah, a lot of people get on his case. But again, Ben, people like us, the great LeBron James, who sadly was not able to play against the Washington Wizards, he actually commented on this. Him and Russ are great friends, and he posted on Instagram after their game, and he had a great caption saying, you know, like, we're just smiling at all the haters, you know, we appreciate it. The real ones, you know, the real ones know, and that's what we're doing, Ben. We're sitting here and we're appreciating greatness, and whether or not Russ gets selected to an All NBA team. If this team somehow does not make a playoff run, whatever it is, it's still remarkable to see what this guy is able to, you know, he was able to average a triple double over, you know, four seasons out of the last five and one, you know, in his first in Washington, D.C. Ben, it's been a pleasure. And I can't say it enough. I mean, he's 32 years old, guys. He's 32 years old. We're not going to have it much longer. You know, LeBron's 36. I mean, Steph's 33. You know, KD's 33. All these guys are you know, they're not rookies. They're not sophomores. You know, they have a few years left, and I'm not going to be one of these guys that are just going to sit here and take you know, greatness for granted. And Russell Westbrook is still playing at an MVP level. So yeah, Ben, it's been great to watch, and I think that you're spot on with what you said, and that's no shade towards Brad. The past month, he has been the best player on the Wizards. He's been the most effective, and he's helped them win in great situations. And he will continue this Monday night against the Indiana Pacers, right, Ben?
You got the game coming up against Indiana.
Bloodbath coming.
I wanted to add, though, Russell, of like the players who've played in the NBA over the last 10 years, how many of these players have transcended basketball, where they're bigger than basketball, where they dominate the game, where they become brands and they become sports icons? There's LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, maybe, and Russell Westbrook. Like, we can't forget that Russell Westbrook is one of those players. But yeah, like you said, another shot against Indiana. Washington Wizards are rolling. And before we touch on that game, I want to let you know that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You know, I'll be checking that out, and I'll be placing my bets on BetOnline. This week has a ton of sports action to go. The NFL draft just wrapped up, and it's the first leg of the Triple Crown. Get all the latest odds and info of your sporting needs, including my favorite sport, baseball, basketball, and hockey, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sports news, sign up for bonuses, and contest information. Head to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget the promo code LOCKEDON. Built Bar is the most delicious and nutritious bar on the planet. Anthony, I mean, you should see his physique. Why does he look like this? It's because he eats Built Bar. But Anthony, he gets a sweet tooth from time to time, and he wants to eat something indulgent, so he'll eat a Built Bar, but it doesn't do him any harm because it's high protein, it's high fiber, it's healthy, it's delicious, and it's nutritious. It's the best protein bar on the planet, Anthony will tell you. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code BUILT15 for 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. It's Monday, Anthony. Indiana's coming up, ninth seed. Washington Wizards are creeping up. Came off a win against the Cavaliers, lost a tight one to the Dallas Mavericks. So still some momentum here. It's not completely gone despite the loss. What do we think about this game on Monday against Indiana?
Ben, this game is going to be a great one. Indiana, they are a game and a half up of the Wizards. So, right, I mean, you know, the Wizards right now, they're probably licking their chops. They want that nine spot. They want to be you know, be more comfy, come play in game time. This is very new for the NBA. This is very new come playoff time. So yeah, Ben, this is going to be a great game to watch late in the season, fighting for that playoffs, that play-in spot, that nine spot. So yeah, Ben, I'm excited. I think the Wiz, they bounce back with a win here. Played so great against Dallas. That could have went to either team with a couple of bounces. So yeah, Ben, I got the Wizards beating the Indiana Pacers, and Hey, man, they're not far off from Charlotte at the 8 spot either. So this is
here's an interesting wrinkle here. Colin Sexton came back against the Wizards for the Cavs. They did a pretty good job containing him. Most of the teams that they've played with lately have pretty good guard play. Mavs are interesting where obviously Luka's positioned at point guard, but he's a really, really big point guard, probably better suited to play forward positionally in terms of height. They struggle to guard him as most teams do. He dominated 31 and 20. Caris LeVert has been balling lately. He had 36 points against his former team in Brooklyn, dropped 25 and 27 minutes against the Oklahoma City Thunder in a 57-point win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Caris LeVert is balling. He plays that swingman position. He can play the 2 and 3. The Wizards have the worst rotation at those positions in the sense that Denny Avdija probably would have been guarding Caris LeVert if he was healthy, and the Wizards don't really have anyone to guard him because they play Bradley Beal at the 3 and Raul Neto at the 2 and Russ at the 1. So I guess I can get your opinion here. And like, what do they do? Caris LeVert has been balling here. Who do you put on him? Who do you go? Do you give Brad that assignment? Like, how do you match up with Caris?
I would say you give Brad that assignment, or if Scott really is, if he's going to be their primary scorer, maybe throw Rui. But again, Rui plays bigger. So I would trust Brad. I know Brad, he doesn't get too much recognition for his defense because he's asked to do far too much on the offensive end, but again, he's not incompetent. He can keep up with pretty much any other guard. So yeah, man, I'd say that he'd probably be given the assignment. And yeah, Caris LeVert's going to get his, right? If he's not going to, shots down 100%, he's been playing absolutely great basketball. The Brooklyn Nets probably don't miss him too much with their big three, but again, it was great to watch him play in Brooklyn. He's been doing great. Now I'm glad he got everything figured out with his injury. I know he had some kidney issues going on early in the in his career with Indiana, but we love seeing him back on the floor. And Ben, I'm pumped to watch this game. I do think that the Wizards are going to have trouble defensively, but again, Ben, this second half, the past month, that really has not seemed to matter too much. They really are staying in every game with their opponents. I guess we can bring up the game against San Antonio. There was not too much defense on either end for both those teams, but still, I do have faith that the Wizards will find a way to bring that intensity, to play hard on the defensive end, and to find you know, some ways to not be late on the rotations, to try and figure it out with who can ever guard these guys the most efficiently. Cause you never know. I mean, Rui can guard up to four. I mean, he says 5 positions. I mean, we've seen him guard 4 positions really well. So yeah, Ben, we don't know who's going to be given that assignment, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Brad got it.
See, I would love if Isak Bonga got some run here.
Maybe for 2 minutes, like the classic 2 minute burn for him.
The classic 2 minutes, maybe a little bit more. I think he could maybe give him like 15 minutes. I think he matches up well, I think, physically with Caris. He's long. They're both about 6'6", 6'7". I think it would be a good matchup for Bonga. I don't know. Like you said, they're very, very thin at that position. I like Brad more as a defender than most people do. I think he's a better defender than give him credit for. But Caris is their primary ball handler. You don't want to exhaust Brad on that end. I think slotting Bonga, maybe giving Raul Neto a little bit of a break there. I know they've been loving the 3-guard lineup, but I don't know. I think they should rock with Bonga a little bit here in matchup. But regardless, I think the Wizards have a good cohesion to them right now. They have good chemistry and they've been balling. And Indiana, they've been up and down. But I think ultimately, though, the star power, the fact that the Wizards have the momentum, they get the win here. That's my prediction for this Monday's game. What about you, Anthony? Win or loss?
They're going to win, man. I'm going with the Wiz. I think they're going to bounce back. They played really well in Dallas against a team that could make a impressive playoff push in the West. Yeah, Ben, I'm going with a win over Indiana. I just don't see right now. This game is super important in terms of, I guess home court for this 9-10 spot, this not 9-10 seed playing game. So yeah, I do think that Brad and Russ are going to come and bring it. And I think that, as well as Gafford, as well as Rui, Robin Lopez, I wouldn't be surprised if he scored close to 20. I mean, he's been playing pretty consistently as well if he gets the minutes. So, Ben, yeah, I'm going to go with a Wizards win here. 30th win of the year. Let's get it. Come on.
Yeah, that's some positive pixels to start on this Monday. The Wizards are hooping. They look like a good basketball team, so why not? I think they're better than the Pacers. I think they're better than a lot of these teams that are fighting for the last play-in spot. They've shown that. Their record shows it. Russell Westbrook has been balling. Beal's balling. Gafford's balling. I think if Bertans can show up and finally hit some shots, he struggled against Dallas. Wizards can get a good one here. But before we let you guys go, we let you know that Lockdown Today, it's 20 minutes, best news, best sports action from all the local experts at Locked On Podcast. Peter Bukowski has you covered. Anthony, anything else before we let these guys go?
Locked On faithful, we love you. We appreciate you. And we cannot wait to get into everything after this Indiana game. Ben, the season is getting, it's dwindling down. I can't believe, how many games we got left? It's been so much fun. I think we're creeping up on almost 80 episodes here. So it's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, we've been creeping up, Lockdown Wizards faithful. We know it's been an up and down year. We know that there have been points in the year where the team has been difficult to watch, that maybe your fandom was questioned. But we've been here every single day as of you, and we can't thank you enough. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. For Anthony, it's Lockdown Wizards, and we'll be back again tomorrow.